Hero, you're here.
I mean, that's kind of stating the obvious. Let me start again. It's fine.
Hero, I've been expecting you. Because I sent you an invitation. And you're a hero, so you know, you're polite, so of course you're going to come.
What do you mean you didn't get my invitation?
You?
But I sent it out via Corgi mail. Bloody portly.
It's fine. You're here.
What?
My dastardly plan?
Well, I didn't think it was that dastardly. I thought it was kind of, you know, kind of cute. Oh, sorry. My bad.
My dastardly plan. Yes. My plan is most cunning indeed, Hero, and it brought you here to me. I am.
I am the Honey Vixen. But you know that. You know, I just feel a bit weird always telling you my name, but apparently that's what we have to do as villains. We always have to say our names over and over. Apparently it's because you heroes get amnesia all the time. Do you have amnesia? Do you not know who I am? Hi, I'm the Honey Vixen. I don't know why I'm talking slowly. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. It's fine. You know what? Let's start again. And what do you mean I'm acting out of character? I'm not acting very evil.
This is true. Let's just start again.
Okay.
Hero, I've been expecting you. I know why you've come. I know what you've been waiting for. And tonight is the night when it's going to happen.
Tonight's the night when it's going to happen.
Portly!
I said, tonight's the night when it's going to happen.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Really? Come on, Portly.
Well, come on.
Press the red button. It turns on the extra jets. Come on.
Oh my God, he's put on weight. And now the jetpack isn't working. Come on.
He's overhead. He's almost overhead. Just one moment, please, Hero.
Okay, he's ready.
What the fuck is that? Is that Holly?
Holly. It's meant to be mistletoe.
How can you get Holly and mistletoe mixed up? For God. We've talked about this, Portly. We spent months planning tonight. Tonight's the night we're going to kiss. And you just... Holly?
What, Hero? Oh, we're going to kiss.
You seem confused.
And Portly just scoppered that bloody mutt.
So tonight was going to be, you know, the night. The night that I've been looking forward to for months. I mean, look at my outfit. Took ages to choose it. I mean, I know it just looks like my normal leather outfit, but this is not. This is special. It's a particularly special shade of black. Do you like it?
You don't like it?
Well, you don't seem very happy, and you don't know what's happening. Oh my God, you do have amnesia.
No!
Oh, you don't know... Okay, this isn't how it went for Mum and Dad, so maybe I moved too quickly.
I did, oh my, I didn't even mention the snow.
The snow?
Yes, the weather satellite!
What do you mean? No, I'm not going to disrupt the Earth's weather patterns. Why would I disrupt the Earth's weather? Because I'm evil. But I'm not. Not really. I mean, Mum really wanted me to be evil, but I just... You know, Dad says I'm too perky that I take after him.
Yes.
Whoa. That's kind of insulting to my father. I mean, you're not wrong. He is a really bad villain. And so am I. I mean, I try. I do. I'm too... Yes! Adorable. You think I'm adorable? But, I mean... You really don't know what's going on, do you? So, you came here tonight because of the weather satellite. You thought I was... disrupting the, Oh. Well, this is kind of awkward. Yes, Hiro, I am... You're not buying it anymore, are you? Oh, bollocks. See, Mum always said that I, So, I didn't. I won't. It's a trap. Not buying it? Oh, bum. Okay, I admit it. All this is for you. I put the weather satellite up there so I could be sure that it would snow. Because it's been unseasonably hot. Which is not good for me, by the way. I'm super pale. Which is kind of awkward because your powers come from the sun, but it's kind of poetic in a way. I mean, not that I write poetry about you. I've actually published a book. Well, it's more of a fanzine. Anyway, I wanted it to be perfect. And since our first kiss was going to happen, you know, in the season of Christmas, it had to be snowing. There had to be mistletoe. But it's been hot, so I had to, you know, sort out the weather. And apparently mistletoe doesn't grow around here. So I had Portly, who buggered it up. I mean, how? I mean, Holly? Really, Portly? Holly? I mean, one's white, one's red. One's prickly, and the other's not prickly. And he was late. That was so embarrassing. He's put on weight, and he refuses to admit it, so the jackpack just... It's working a lot harder than it used to, and it's just... It's embarrassing. But then again, my mother says that it's embarrassing that my sidekick is a corgi, because it's not super evil. My dad thinks he's cute. Okay, so, it's a villainous thing to explain our scheme, so I'll explain my scheme. So, you know my mother is a supervillainess, and my father is a supervillain? Well, he wasn't always. He used to be a superhero, but then he met my mum. They were nemesis. I always got this mixed up in school. They were nemesis. Nemesis. So they were like super into each other, but on the other side of... I'm not really explaining this well. I am, I'm a little awkward socially, to be fair. And, oh, you're kind of distracting. And, this level is actually really tight. It's a little bit difficult to breathe. So my mum was super evil and my dad was super good. And they met and they fell in love and they dated. And by dated, I mean my mother came up with schemes and my father followed her. And then there was a night and my father became evil. And they got married and they had me. So for us to get together, I had to be evil, and we've been dating. Only we haven't been dating. You've been foiling my dastardly schemes. Oh, I'm not actually evil. I mean, when I was at the Evil Overlord Academy, I flunked every class. I didn't actually even graduate. I mean, I got into the League of Evil by being a legacy because of Mum and Dad. And, yeah, I'm not actually villainess material. I'm more perky. So when I saw you foil one of my parents' plans, I made the mistake of telling my mother that I thought you were really attractive. And she said, if you want to get with them, you gotta be evil. She didn't say it like that. She said it more threateningly. I mean, not that she threatens me. She loves me. I know she loves me. She just... Did I mention that she's super evil? To be honest, Dad was the touchy-feely parent because he's mostly good, but he's really in love with my mum, so... She said, If you want them, you need to be evil. Didn't say it like that. I'm just really bad at it. I mean, you must have noticed. I mean, you've been foiling me. Oh, that sounds kind of questionable. You've been foiling my dastardly schemes for a while now. And we've been flirting. And I thought we were on track with the whole courtship thing. And I thought that tonight would be the night where I could become good. And then, you know, we'd go back to your hideout and chill. Which is like Netflix and chill, but it's at your secret hideout. I mean, I'm being very presumptuous thinking that you would want to take me to your hideout since we're not actually dating. Oh, this is really, really bad. But if we're not dating, I am a little bit confused. I mean, you've been putting a lot of focus on me, and there are bigger villains. I mean, you spend a lot of your time with me. Even, you know, when I'm not scheming. I mean, like last Sunday when I was just shopping and you were there. And, I mean, I thought it was because, you know, couples spend time together, but I'm not even that big of a villain. I mean, my mother's always saying, aim higher, you know, be more evil. And my dad says, well, my dad, he says a lot of things. He calls me Buttercup. Mum calls me the Honey Vixen. But to be fair, she's been calling me that since I was 7, which was kind of awkward. But, you know, she's super evil, and I do love her. She's amazing. She's so creative. Her schemes, I mean, I did steal some ideas. Modernized them, of course, but I have to admit, most of the schemes that you've been foiling, well, they were originally hers. Because I'm not actually very good at it, at being a villain, or actually, I'm not very good with people. I'm really more of an introvert. It was quite tough growing up. I mean, I wasn't really evil, so I didn't really fit in. I mean, Dad tried to get me some play dates with, like, some superhero kids, but they were all just mean. Like, so mean. In fact, every superhero I've met has been an absolute dick apart from you. You're just so nice and lovely, and that's why I like you, and, I thought we were dating and I've been really happy, and I introduced Portly to you. He's not actually my sidekick, he's just my dog. And wow. I might actually turn evil after this just because it's so awkward. Not the most exciting origin story, is it? No, actually, broken hearts are quite... I'm sorry, what? What do you mean call Portly back? Why would I call Portly back? I mean, is it because it's still snowing? I mean, I thought you would like this. I mean, I put fairy lights in the trees and made a snowman and a snow corgi. I know the snow corgi's bigger than the snowman. It's meant to be Portly. He's Portly. And, if you want to arrest me, I'm okay with that. I mean, I actually think I wouldn't mind spending a while in jail. It'll be quiet. And I think I want to be alone. Why would I want to be alone when we're going to kiss? Why are we kissing? I knew it! I knew... You like me! You actually like me! That's why you spent all your time with me! You like 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 me! Oh, you like me! You like me! Do you like me? You do! You do! Just say it! Please, please, please! You like me! Does this mean... does this mean I can be a hero now? Can I be good, please? I want to be good. I want to fight crime. I don't want to commit crimes. I mean, when I commit a crime, I actually write a sorry note, and it's kind of bad because my handwriting's not the best, but, you know, I take my time and... I would love to be your superhero partner. I would love to go to your hideout and chill. So, I'll call Portly back. Portly, come in. Portly, I'm sorry. Portly, please. You're not fat. Portly, you're not fat. You're lovely. Please, Portly, I need you. Please. We're going to kiss? I know. Oh, I can also talk to ghoulies, which isn't really a villain power, but, you know, very hero-y. Well, it's not very hero-y, but it's cute. Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back. Really? Oh, he's been eating biscuits. He has a problem. But it's okay. Now he doesn't have to be a sidekick. He can just be a mascot. Yeah, okay. He's got mistletoe! Oh, Polly! Okay, come. Over here. Oh, okay, bit higher. No, you're too low. Polly, okay, yeah, stay there. Okay, I am... Oh, wait, let me just undo just the zip a bit, just to get some cleavage. Well, I have to be evil. Then I'll zip it up after. Oh, don't zip it up. So, we're going to kiss. Okay. Are you kidding me? Have you been watching all this time? Dad! So embarrassing! I don't care if you think it's really romantic. Oh my god. I am so sorry. I didn't know he was there. He was hiding behind the snowman. He was the snow... Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. Dad, please, just go. Can you not? Dad, oh my... I am so sorry. He just ruined our kiss. And would I like to go back to your hideout? Our hideout? Huh? Yes, I would. I would very much like to go to our hideout. And... Oh my god, Dad, please. No, not now. Oh, he's taking pictures. He's actually taking pictures. He's going to put this on Facebook. He's one of those dads. Okay, just smile. Okay, you can go now. Yes. Yeah. I'll be home in the morning. Yes. Yes, we can talk about it over pancakes. Yes, Dad. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know. How did you ever think I was evil? I'm really not good at it. And... Yeah, he really loves my mother. It's the only reason why he's a super villain. He's not actually a very super villain. He's more of a meh kind of villain. But, you know, it works for them. And the snow. Oh, should I turn it off? I mean, leave it on. It's romantic. An open fire. The best, and I kissed you. Oh no, Dad's still there. Okay, we should go. Don't worry, I'll call Mum. She'll sort him out. So let's go to our hideout. Can Portly come? Of course Portly can come. You're the best. I love you. I wasn't meant to say that. Oh, Bob.